Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. In some episodes, I'll have guests available to give you even more tips, but in others, the floor is yours. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life.
Welcome to A Magical Life. This is episode 29. I am your host, Magic Barclay. Today I'm joined by my lovely friend, Andrea Pierce. Andrea and I met many years ago at some courses, and we've kind of synced up and been chatting ever since. I'm absolutely delighted to have her here today on the podcast. Andrea is an amazing mum, an amazing woman, and has created an amazing business with great tools. And she's going to tell us today about those, but how they can help our health, our wealth, and her story about weight loss. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you, Magic.
Andrea, normally I introduce everyone, read their bios, but I felt this was best coming from you. What can you tell the listeners about yourself?
Okay. Thank you, Magic. Well, 29 years ago, I'm feeling old right now, I was a research scientist. So I was working with CSIRO. I'd completed my PhD in biochemistry. And through that time, I had two beautiful babies in that whole process. I had dedicated my life actually to wanting to help people. That was always what I'd wanted to do. And I actually originally wanted to be a doctor, but I had some health issues that I thought at the time would stop that happening. So this is why I went into science. And whilst I really loved my research and I loved my writing, my family needs were far more important to me. So I left work to become a full-time mum to soon to three children. And the youngest one of those had really special needs. And that was my venturing into the medical world with occupational therapy and physiotherapy, speech therapy, and all sorts of other therapies. I was doing volunteer work in my local community, as well as supporting my family. But as my children grew up, I needed to return to work. So I returned to work as a secondary school maths and science teacher. It really suited my own family needs. I soon became a leading teacher. I was completely focused on the needs of my kids and my husband, and he'd become an alcoholic through some stresses that he couldn't cope with himself, so he'd resorted to alcohol, but also the needs of my school kids. My marriage was incredibly troubled at the time. I was overweight. Now, I'm only 5'2", and I weighed almost 100 kilograms, so I was incredibly overweight, and I felt really unheard and really unloved. So 6 years ago, my marriage completely failed. I was in a new relationship with a bodybuilder. But what I did not know at the time is that he was a steroid user and he was soon to become really, really abusive. He said all the right things, but his words never, ever matched his actions. But he was not only abusive, he kept so many secrets. But you know, for me, I was now the ideal weight. I'd lost 50 kilograms. I could lift world record weights. I was a world record holder in powerlifting, but I felt so weak and really, really alone. So weight loss wasn't the be-all and end-all at that point for me. But then 3 years ago, my partner was on life support in hospital, and whilst he did survive, it was a really confusing, confronting and heartbreaking time. I found out about a lot of his secrets during that time. But it was also when I received a message from a really beautiful stranger, and she offered to just come in and offer her support for me. And that stranger was Sharon. Her claim to fame is Australia's strongest woman. And unbeknownst to both of us, we would soon become really, really good friends and business partners. And it was Sharon who showed me that I really had the courage to take action, to leave the abuse, to leave the abuser. She showed me the importance of personal development, of health restoration, really restoring my health. And my actual weight wasn't really the ideal situation. I was a perfect weight, but I wasn't healthy. The importance of self-reflection and the importance, most importantly, of seeking truth and truth-seeking. And that's what's led to our SSS project.
That is absolutely fascinating and fantastic for you to share to the listeners. And there's quite a few little intricacies in your story there that I'm sure will resonate with many people. And that's why we became friends, because our life stories have had some sort of sync with each other. And I really want to let people know that whilst this podcast is partly about weight loss, what Andrea said was that she was her perfect weight, but very unhealthy. So the one thing I want to instill in the listeners here is your weight does not reflect your health. Your weight is a symptom, but you can be a skinny, unhealthy person, or you can be a chubby, healthy person. So, you know, don't judge people by their weight. We'll get back onto that in a minute. Now, Andrea, what can your expertise do to accelerate health? When we talk health, we talk emotional, spiritual, and physical. I know this SS project is so amazing, but how can it help people accelerate their health?
What we did, so our SSS project, we set it up as a not-for-profit. So what we do is we just want to help people. That's all we want to do. Is we've dedicated to helping people, helping them discover how magnificent their life can be and should be. So it's all about sharing your secrets. My alcoholic husband, he died earlier this year, and it was tragic for obviously and devastating for the family. But I think the worst part of that was he died with all his stories and secrets within him, and they are now lost forever. The family will never have those stories and will never know exactly what he went through and the lessons that could be learnt from that. So for us, what we do is with our beautiful journals, it's about developing those really good habits of reflection, of writing down what's going on. So when I was going through my weight loss with my PT, my partner, I followed his instructions to the letter to lose weight, and it worked. But I journaled everything every single day. So I noted every change in my body, but also in my thoughts and my emotions. And I found by writing down my stresses, my thoughts, it really helped me deal with those. So what we're offering in our expertise is I'm a researcher, I'm a world-class researcher, and I'm a writer. And I've spent 30 years doing that. And Sharon she's a world champion. And she has that world champion mindset, which is really important to actually succeed. And she's had over 25 years in the health and wellness industry. So what we offer is that experience of our amazing life journeys. And as you said, I was a really healthy weight, but I was so unhealthy. And so we also have redox molecules, which Sharon introduced me to as part of our SSS project. And they've really transformed my life or our lives, decreased anxiety. So even by taking the molecules, but also by writing what's going on before I go to sleep, I can sleep really well. And good sleep, I think, is a key to good health.
Totally. Sleep is so important. It resets the body, the lymph clears all the waste around our brain area. During the night when we're asleep, so much happens. I just want to go back to journaling.
Yeah.
You mentioned something there that really struck a chord with me. So when I was going through my long drawn out disastrous divorce, I journaled everything. I journaled the gaslighting. I journaled my response to it, my emotional, my physical, my spiritual response. the things that it brought up in me personally. I journaled all of that. And what I found interesting was I bought a very expensive diary to do this over a number of years. Each year I'd buy this diary, but I had not enough space to write everything. And whilst it was great because, you know, it had little pretty tabs and it was colour coordinated and it had this lovely thing that I could keep it closed, like a little, you know, elastic kind of thing for it. It was great, but it just didn't suit my needs. Is that something you found when you created the notebooks for the SSS project?
Absolutely. So we started by just wanting to tell our stories. You know, we came from dark places and there was lots of lessons to be learned through those processes. And there was nothing on the market that we felt really resonated with us. Neither one of us are girly girls. And I carry my journal everywhere because there's always something to learn. I just want to write it down. The outside of the journals is really glossy and reflective and encourages you to reflect on your own life experiences and what's going on. You know, the one thing that I found was I had two partners and both of them had caused me issues. The thing in common with all of that was me. So what was I doing to attract that? So really reflect on those situations. But also we found the same as you, that there wasn't enough pages in our diaries. So we have 111 blank pages because lots of people just like to draw and to doodle. But we also have 111 lined pages for those of us who like to write a lot.
That's really interesting that you got the blank pages, because so many times we don't have the words to say what's going on, but it might be as simple as mind mapping what is happening. You know, it could be something's happened with your health, for example, and you just don't have the words to write it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Drawing how you feel, or drawing a mind map, or, you know, just even using some colours, just splattering some colours on a paper will actually tell you what's going on.
Absolutely. No, and even just to put a photo in, you know, this is how I'm feeling. This is what, you know, my garden looks like today. You know, I spent the day in the garden. This is what my garden looks like today. So those blank pages were really, really important to have there. And the other thing we found was a lot of diaries, the papers, and I've kept my diaries from years and years and years ago, and they start deteriorating. And so our journals are made from archival paper. They're actually wood-free. So they don't deteriorate with age. So they will keep your secrets and your stories safe forever to look back on and for your families to treasure later on down the track. So that was also really important to us. Obviously, we have the little ribbon so you don't lose your place and all those special things as well. But they are absolutely divine. There was nothing like them on the market. So we just made our own that we thought catered for everything we needed. And we think it caters for lots of other people at the same time.
That's fantastic. So just touching on health here. So emotional health, you are getting it out of your system. You are no longer creating a stress response, a cortisol response to something stuck in your head. It's out on the paper. Once it's on the paper, your body's not chemically reacting to the thought, to the action, to the reaction. Spiritually, you can reflect on it, as Andrea said, you can learn from it. You can take yourself to a higher resonance and a higher place because it's on the paper. It's, again, not intrinsic, it's extrinsic. And physically, when we're not holding on to all of that internally, our health can bloom. So there's so much to this. Normally on this podcast, we don't promote products, but this is such a fantastic tool for your health that we had to have Andrea on. Now, she's been quite modest. She's talking about the products, but I know this company does a lot to help people. So can you give us a couple of stories about how you've helped other people through your nonprofit?
I sure can. But can I just talk about another product we have as well, just before we move on to that? Because we have the really special bottles of scrolls. These scrolls came from actually a birthday present that Sharon made me. I think it was a year and a half ago now. And in this bottle, there were I think there was about 300 hand-rolled scrolls, each with a message from a great philosopher with some thoughts and some ideas in them. And from that came our own special bottle of scrolls, absolutely magical. And there's over 100 quotes of Sharon's. Now, Sharon's an incredible woman, but she rhymes. She writes lots of rhymes. And there's lots of her special quotes in there. But there's also over 300 quotes from other really magical people, some of them famous and some of them not so famous. We're trying to collect quotes from everyone around the world, not just famous people, to really share those secrets. And what I found with those was they really gave me that prompt. Now, sometimes you sit there, I've got a journal, I've got to get things out, but I've got nothing to say. I can't think what to say. And so I can pull out one of these scrolls. Oh, that's what I needed. That provokes that thought, that questions, to really get out of me what's really going on for me. And the universe is really quite magical. It actually provides the correct quote for the right time. And I have an example. This is one of Sharon's, open your eyes, all three of them. Go deep within. In there is your gem. So there's lots of quotes like that, which are not around anywhere else. And I think that for me is great for my health as well. It's, really provoking those deeper thoughts of what is really going on for me. But back to your question, what else do we do? Because we are not for profit. Everything we do goes back to helping our community. Last night in particular, we helped a young mum. She's struggling to bring up her family. She's got two beautiful girls. And we set her up with some redox molecules. We paid for it all. And we set her up in her own business so that now she can provide for her family the way she needs to and the way she wants to. And not that long ago, there was another really special single mum. And she was studying law. She wanted to be a community lawyer and really just help her community get through and know how to support themselves, particularly women. But she'd gone through a really abusive relationship as well. And so she was doing her final year of a law degree and just couldn't afford her books, her textbooks that she really needed to complete this degree. So we just sent the money over. We, the not-for-profit had generated some money through the sale of our journals. And so we just sent the money over and she's now finishing. She's got about 3 weeks left of her law degree and she's going to be an amazing lawyer, really helping her community. And obviously those two cases were both women, but we help just as many men, but also dogs. We make cuddly cloud cushions for dogs. They're special beds for our doggies. And the profits from those go back to helping rescue dogs. So everything we do is really about helping people, helping all beings to really realise how magnificent they are and how beautiful this life can be.
Fantastic. Now, we talk about wealth here, and that could be personal, financial or emotional. What are your top three tips to creating wealth?
Our top one is to really to get back to grassroots, to invest in yourself. Really think about your hopes and your dreams. And if you write those dreams down and really live them as if they were real right now, they really do come true. So the first one would be to get back to grassroots, write in your journal. And the second one, which is something we discovered through this whole process, is to rediscover the lost arts. There's lots of lost arts around. No one questions anything these days. We don't really listen. We don't listen to understand. And I think when we understand people and what they're trying to say to us, we actually start to generate wealth. Some of that's emotional wealth, but obviously financial wealth as well. When you start listening to what people are trying to tell you, what message, what gifts they are trying to give to you. Lost art of gratitude. When we're really grateful for everything that we have, we become more and more abundant in all ways. The lost art of conversation, the lost art of thinking, the lost art of curiosity, of being present, the lost art of reflection. So what we've realized is those lost arts, to really rediscover those lost arts. And my third tip was to have your own business, you know, and ideally a not-for-profit, so that you can decide where your money is spent and you can give back to your community as you see fit. So have your own business, ideally a not-for-profit, get back to your grassroots and really rediscover the lost arts.
That's beautiful. Now, we do talk about weight loss here, and it's something that so many of us battle quite needlessly. We know that weight is a symptom. It's not the actual problem. What can you tell us about your journey with weight loss?
At the end of my marriage, I was 100 kilograms. As I said, I'm only 5'2". So I was really, really unfit. And I was a school teacher, and I went on a school camp. I just tripped over. And I broke one ankle and severely sprained the other. And it was really my incentive to get fit. I couldn't do this anymore. I couldn't be a good mom. I couldn't be a good teacher. I just couldn't do it at the weight I was and how unfit I was. So I went to a gym. I found a PT. He soon became my partner. And a whole pile of life lessons that went with that. But it was really about finding that person who could guide you. And I followed the instructions that he gave me exactly. And it's really finding the right person is the key, the person that resonates for you and that works for you. So I lost 50 kilograms. I competed as a bodybuilder nationally. And I became a power lifter and could lift world record weights. I hold many world records in powerlifting now. So mentally, for me, it was a really easy process because I was simply following instructions. I had all the instructions I needed. I didn't need to think. I didn't need to worry about eating or exercising. It was all planned out for me. All I had to do was follow the instructions. So for me, it's finding someone who has those really clear, easy to follow instructions that you resonate with. So there's lots of people out there. You just got to find the right one for you. But I also found in that process I had to journal. I had to write everything down. I just had to keep a record of all of that. And then, as I said earlier, I was a healthy weight, but I was so, so unhealthy. The whole bodybuilding industry is not a healthy industry at all. So when I met Sharon, she introduced me to redox molecules and they transformed my health. When I was 21, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was 50 kilograms and really fit at the time. I was powerlifting back then and no reason for this high blood pressure. It, of course, escalated as I got fatter and more unhealthy. But now, 2 years after taking the redox molecules, have not taken a single medication. My blood pressure is back to normal. I'm slightly overweight at the moment, but I feel the healthiest I've ever felt because I've learnt good habits to actually deal with my stress. So I'm not stressed, so I'm sleeping well, and that is so important. I go for a brisk walk each day with our dog. I spend time in my garden each day, and I also make sure I take some time to just sit in stillness, and I find that stillness is just beautiful. So my weight has fluctuated. I was 50 kilograms when I had my children. I bloomed to 100 kilograms, went down to 50 again, became a really unhealthy bodybuilder. And I've put on another 10 or 12 subsequent to that, but I feel really healthy now. But for me, it was finding the right guide. I thought it was the PT, but he had some knowledge that wasn't correct. And that didn't really help my health. So it's just finding that one person or those people that really resonate with you and following their instructions and giving what they say a go. So, I've had an interesting journey with weight.
Thanks for sharing that. It's very brave. And definitely the team at Holistic Natural Health, who I work with, address root cause. So as I said, weight is a symptom. And you found out, Andrea, that through following traditional fitness models left you, yes, thin but unhealthy. That's because the root cause wasn't addressed. And it's fabulous that you've tapped into your health through your root cause. But definitely, listeners, weight is not about diet and exercise. It's about what's going on inside you. And Andrea just touched on something so brilliant there, and that is, what do you do to lift yourself up, to build yourself up? Can you just sit and be with yourself and be in stillness? Because that is so important. And when we're coming from a stress place, when we're coming from busy, 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 everything's got to be done, I've got to get this, I've got to do that, I've got to be this, I've got to appear as that, you can't lose weight because you can't be still within yourself and you can't give your body that time to rest and relax. And this is where I love these journals, because in writing the journals, you can be in a place of stillness and calm. You can lower those stress responses. You can start stilling your mind and really clear the decks so that you can be at one with yourself. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. No, I get up 10 minutes earlier each day than I really need to, just to start the day sitting in gratitude and to write in the journals. And I spend half an hour each night doing exactly the same, just reflecting and what has gone on and getting those stresses out, which is why our journals in particular, because you need something that really resonates with you. And no, they're nice, they're a good size, so I can get all of that in there and I can take 5 pages to write it all out there. But it is that need to get those stresses out, to stop that cortisol reaction. It's the cortisol that really stops the weight loss and makes you so unwell. So the journals for me are my savior, really. Without them, I think I'd be incredibly unhealthy and unfit still.
Now, you've got quite a few specials for the podcast listeners. So let's talk about what you've got available for the listeners.
Okay. So we have A5 journal and the A4 notebook. We haven't spoken much about the A4 notebook, but it's really special. So I'm a right-hander. I like to write on the right-hand side of my pages, and Sharon's left-hander, so she likes to write on the left-hand side. Our A4 notebook also has blank pages and lined pages, but there's no top or bottom, there's no back or front. So you can turn it back to front and you can write as a left-hander, turn it the other way around and you can write as a right-hander. So it's really special. So just for the podcast listeners, we have our beautiful journal, the A5 journal, the A4 notebook, which is just as special as the journal, just in an A4 size. It has blank pages and lined pages, 111 of each, but it also has no top, no bottom, no back, no front. So you can write on it either side. So whether you're left-handed or right-handed, it works for all of us. It's really special. So our special today has the journal, the notebook, our beautiful Secrets pen, which is a metal pen, all presented in a velvet backpack bag. Normally they are $99. As a special for the podcast listeners, they are $79. We have our small Secrets scroll collection, which has the Secret scrolls in a bottle, the small bottle, and it has the journal, the notebook, the pen, and the velvet bag. Now, normally they're $159, but as a special for your podcast listeners, they're $129. And our large collection, which has a scroll for every day of the year, there's 400 scrolls in it. It also comes with the notebook, the journal, the pen, and the velvet bag, all for just $219 for podcast listeners. And all they need to do is enter the code MAGICALLIFE at the shop on the website. And for the first 5 podcast listeners who buy a large gift pack, we also have another really special secret gift, but it is a secret. So we're not going to tell you what it is, but it is a secret and they will love it. So there are specials for Magical Life listeners.
Perfect. Now, people can get in touch with you at www.sssproject.com.au. You're also on Facebook at the SSS Project. And you also have an ASEA website. What's that one?
That's our redox molecules, where they can learn more about our redox molecules and how they can help the body as well. And they really help regenerate my health and did amazing things for my health. So it's not only writing and reducing the emotional stress and getting that out, it was also about taking in the correct supplements and nutrients, and the redox molecules completely transformed my life and my health as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Andrea, for coming on and sharing all about these amazing journals and scrolls with us and your insights into creating health, wealth, and your journey with weight loss. That was your episode 39 of A Magical Life. Coming up in episode 40, I'm talking to you about stress relief. In many of our podcast episodes so far, we've talked about this thing called cortisol, and certainly I keep referring to stress as a major issue with your weight. So episode 40 will all be about stress relief. But for now, let's thank Andrea, and listeners, please go forth and create your magical life.
Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at A Magical Life Podcast or at Holistic Natural Health Australia. That's holistic with a W. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.